play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIO is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Altogether better. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Eric Gibson and Jim Lee with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
Tom Meredith in for Jim Lee. Glad to have you along this evening for Silver Streak Basketball. As we're already underway, one of the reasons they were running close to on time tonight is because they haven't been doing any starting lineups before their game, so it's already underway. Normal U-High leading the Streaks 4-0 on an Emma Stroyan basket and Shantae Stonewall with two free throws for the Pioneers, who are wearing their road black trimmed in gold with green numbers, and very hard to read the dark green numbers. They're trimmed in yellow. The front of them are hard to see. The Streaks in their home white, trimmed in silver and black, and already a 30-second timeout called by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Starting lineup for U-High, as we mentioned, a very tall team. Emma Stroyan, 6'2 junior. Tori Dubit, a 5'7 junior. Shantae Stonewall, 6'1, just a freshman. Chantel Wilson, 5'6 and a junior. And 5'11 sophomore guard Kate Olson. Streaks started the same way they have throughout the season. Jessica Lieber, Sharon Diggins, Casey Williams, Rainey Sibley, and Chloe Anderson. 4-0, U-High, 7-10 to play here in the first quarter. In the backcourt, Tori Dubit gets it across to Chantel Wilson. Back to Dubit, drives down the right side, gets to Stroyan, top of the key. She'll dribble down the right side of the lane to Dubit, right back to Stroyan, lays it up off the glass, wow, right side, and got it.
Very athletic move by Stroyan Tuesday to go over the top of Danny Teal and still was able to put it in with a slight amount of contact.
Now the Streaks turn it over again as Sabrina Clay tried to get it to Allison Mangieri on the left wing, but overthrew her. Back in, Chloe Anderson, Sharon Diggins, Casey Williams, Haley Kelso, and Hannah Smith, both in for the first time tonight. Streaks will pick up with full court pressure.
Well, one of the things you always say is it's better to have more points than turnovers. Streaks, 3 turnovers, no points so far.
Not a good start for Galesburg. Behind the back dribble by Tori Dubit in the backcourt, finally gets it across. This is Wilson to Stroyan down the left side, lays it up with the left hand up, and then she is a very athletic 6'2 player, and Coach Evan Massey upset another 30-second timeout with 6'36.
Second straight one.
Yeah, 6:36 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks trailing 8-0, and this is one of those cases. You know, we talk about the Streaks can handle big, they can handle athletic, but big and athletic together is what gives them problems. And you've got two girls out here, the 6'1 freshman, Shantae Stonewall. Coach talked about her in the pregame that she's one that runs the floor very well. She already got away on a fast break one-on-one against Casey Williams and got fouled, got to the free throw line and hit two. Now Stroyan with all three of their baskets, and she's made very nice moves and very athletic getting to the basket.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is, we've talked about it time and again, it's the toughness or the difficulty the Streaks have of getting back on transition, and that's what we're seeing coming to light again. The Streaks have got to do a better job of getting back. And, you know, the time, usually what we see Coach Massey do when they're having issues like this is he backs up into that three-quarter court press, which forces the girls to stay farther back.
U-High comes out in a 1-2-2 zone. They've got the 6-1 Stonewall playing the point on that, so that makes it a little tough for the Streaks as well. And she's got some length through as well. Hannah Smith between the circles, right wing to Sharon Diggins, right baseline to Chloe Anderson. Chloe puts on the floor, back to Sharon out high right side. Now Hannah Smith with it. And another timeout called by Evan Massey. Didn't like what he was seeing.
Well, you know what happened right there? You've got to give mad props right there to Coach Laura Sellers. And we'll take a timeout in just a second, but for coming out in that zone.
Coach Massey takes a full timeout this time. We'll take one as well. 6:14 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 8-0. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
My mother's advice, write thank you notes. It's the right thing to do, Billy. My latest as follows. Dear McDonald's, thank you for the dollar menu. Thank you for years of delightful tastes like the McDouble, the McChicken, sweet tea, and more. Each just a dollar. Best regards, Billy. And I dot the I with this kind of roundish heart. It's a nice touch, I think.
Every day, as always, there's a lot to love for a little on McDonald's dollar menu at participating McDonald's.
Martin Luther King Tournament play for the Galesburg boys continues tonight as they take on Maine South. I'm Jim Lee, joined Brad Benowitz and me for the broadcast once again at 6:40 this evening here on WGIL.
5:48 to play here in the first quarter. Sharon Diggins drives right baseline. She is fouled as Stroyan tried to cut her off, got her with the hip. And the Streaks now trail 10-0 as we saw another steal by Yuhai. It was the freshman, Shantae Stonewall, showing her athleticism, got the steal, laid it up and in. And it's 10-0 Yuhai. Sharon Diggins inbound for the right baseline. And it comes to Jessica Lieber out between the circles. Back to Sharon in the right corner. Swing it over to Rainey Sibley on the left wing to Sammy Thompson between the circles. Now Jessica Lieber out high right side. Right baseline, Sharon Diggins fires a three. It's short. Rebound comes down to Stroyan. Actually, I think that shot had gotten partially blocked because it was way short. Left wing, this is Wilson with it. Nice look underneath to Stonewall. Lays it up, partially blocked by Sammy Thompson. And the ball is going to go off of Sammy Thompson last. Yuhai will have it under their own basket as Hannah Smith, Haley Kelso, Danny Teal, Casey Williams, and Allison Mangieri check in for the Streaks.
Well, before we went to that break, I was going to say, mad props needed to go to Coach Sellers for coming out of that timeout in a 1-2-2 zone because the Streaks weren't expecting it, and the Streaks did not adapt well because as we get a turnover by the first turnover of the game by Yuhai is Troyan travels. But the Streaks didn't have anybody in the middle of the lane, so they were essentially playing a shell game and couldn't do anything with it.
So Stroyan traveled the ball. It was actually a nice quick move, a little bit too quick, though. Now underneath, Haley Kelso tried to get to Danny Teal, overthrew her down to the post, and the Streaks turn it over again. And this is Dubit across midcourt left side. This is Stonewall on the left wing on the dribble. Kicks it top of the key to Wilson. Right baseline, it goes to Olsen inside Stroyan. Shot blocked by Casey Williams, but Stonewall comes down with a rebound. She can't hit. Rebound comes off her hands, and Hannah Smith picks it up for the Streaks. Hannah Smith across midcourt left side, picks it up, looks for help, trapped in the corner, and we're going to have a jump ball. She had absolutely nowhere to go. Kate Olsen at 5'11". Shantae Stonewall at 6'1", had the 5'1". Hannah Smith trapped in the corner near midcourt. Fortunately for the Streaks, possession arrow points their way.
Yeah, and you know what? The Streaks so far have 5 turnovers. You know how many shots they've gotten up in this game? 1.
Wow. Yeah, that's tough going when you got so many turnovers and not even getting attempts. Left wing, Rainey Sibley. She'll fire the three, and it's too hard. Rebound comes out long to Stonewall. Stonewall has it knocked away, stolen by Rainey Sibley. That's going to be an over and back, though. Rainey had picked it up. She was on the floor. She was right in the center circle, handed it to Sharon, who was in the backcourt. So, unfortunately, the Streaks turn it right back over with 4:35 to play in the first quarter, trailing 10-0.
Well, and that's a tough place. It's always a tough play in basketball is when you steal it right near the half-court line because you change the dimensions of the court at that point.
Looked like another travel by Stroyan. Not called, but she missed the shot. Rebound to Chloe Anderson. Outlet to Jessica Lieber across midcourt. Picks up on the right wing. Nice look underneath to Chloe Anderson, and she gets fouled. And the foul is going to go against Kate Olsen. Nice look from Jessica Lieber to Chloe Anderson. I mean, she's caught up there against the two bigger players, but that's why you make that pass, though, because you can draw some contact.
Yeah, and that now 52% shooter Chloe Anderson goes to the line. Let's see if she can make something out of this. She misses on the first one, though.
4:20 to play first quarter. Streaks trailing 10-0. Chloe Anderson at the free throw line. The foul went against Kate Olsen. That's the first foul on Yuhai in the basketball game. Second shot up and good for Chloe.
And the Streaks have broken and opened the goose egg. 10-1 now.
And the full court pressure broken easily. Dubit down the right side. A push is going to be called, though, on Rainey Sibley as Dubit went up to make kind of a jump pass. Rainey had the hand on the hip, and it'll go back to Yuhai on their own right baseline. Foul against Rainey Sibley, her first, second team foul on the Streaks. As Sabrina Clay, Lexi Daniels, Allison Mangieri, Danny Teal check back in. Jessica Lieber will stay on the floor. Stroyan will inbound from the right baseline. Stroyan at 6'2", gives to Olsen out between the circles. Surprised they have her inbounding, and don't just post her up. Now on the right block, this is the freshman,
Stonewall,
who makes a nice move, puts it up and in. She's got 6, make it 12-1, Yuhai. Top of the key, it's Sabrina Clay, gets to Danny Teal, kicks out to Lexi Daniels, right baseline, to Jessica Lieber, right wing, fires a long three. That's way short, rebound down to Sabrina Clay on the weak side. And Allison Mangieri tried to get it right back to Sabrina on the left baseline. She couldn't hang on to that one. And the Streaks another turnover with 3:51 to play here in the first quarter.
Well, the tough thing is that the Streaks almost look scared to handle the basketball right now. I don't know if it's the height of Yuhai or just the jitters of having yet another game tonight, but just a tough time is the easily back the other way, and Stroyan gets another two.
Yeah,
she's got 6.
Two-on-one break there. Nothing Sabrina Clay could do. Stroyan lays it up in, make it 14-1, Yuhai. Allison Mangieri drives down the left side of the lane. Now pulls it back out. Astroyan cut her off. Gives to Jessica Lieber. Lieber on the dribble. Top of the key. Spins down the left side of the lane. And against Astroyan. Scoops it up. No, but draws the contact. Nice job by Jessica Lieber as she gets in. Looks like we've said it time and again. Looks like she's all off balance and not going to be able to get a shot off. She's able to get one off and gets it. Gives it a chance every time, but was able to kind of lean into Astroyan. Astroyan was moving with her down the lane and was called for the foul.
Yeah, and you know, good, like you said, a good job right there by Jessica, but what made it even bigger was the fact that she drew the foul on Astroyan, and that's Astroyan's second. Now, Jess, who struggled at the free throw line earlier today, hits that one, so it's 14-2.
3:26 to play here in the first quarter. Streets trail 14-2. Casey Williams, Haley Kelso, Chloe Anderson, Jerron Diggins back in for the Streets as Jess hits the second, and she'll be replaced now by Hannah Smith. 14-3 Streets trail. And, you know, this U-High team looks like they're a good team, but the Streets have come out like they're intimidated by them. I think they're making them look way better than they are.
Now it's steal by Chloe Anderson, but then she gives it right back.
And it's picked up by Stonewall. Stonewall on the dribble. 6'1 freshman, very talented player, but she threw it away. She was trying to get the pass back to Dubit and just lost the handle on it in front of the Streets bench and went out of bounds, and Galesburg gets it back.
Well, a good job right there by Chloe getting that steal, but she's got to be smarter about the basketball. Now, the tough thing is Coach Massey's burned 3 timeouts already, so they only have 2 left for the entire game, so you don't want to use a timeout, but, you know, you've got to find some way to retain that possession.
Haley Kelso, 3-pointer from the left wing, is too strong. Rebound comes down
off
the
hands. That should be Streets basketball. It will be.
Bailey Larson, a 5'8 freshman, into the ballgame. She knocked it out of bounds. Streets will have it back, and it'll be Sharon Diggins inbound from the left baseline. 3:05 to play first quarter. 14-3 U-High. In it comes to Hannah Smith out high on the left side. Left baseline to Sharon Diggins. Back to Hannah Smith. Left wing. She'll take it out between the circles and tried to get to Haley Kelso, but it's stolen away by Stonewall, and she lost the handle, and Chloe Anderson gets it back for the Streaks. Now Sharon Diggins in the right corner to
good
Chloe
pass.
Down on the right block. Nice pass from Sharon. Yep, now stolen away by Dubin. In the backcourt for U-High, and a bump's going to be called on Sharon Diggins as she was right on top of Dubin. And that'll be the first foul on Sharon, 13th foul on the Streaks, 2:44 to play in the first quarter. Sabrina Clay, Jessica Lieber, Danny Teal, Rainey Sibley back in for the Streaks, and Sharon Diggins stays on the floor. Streaks will pick up with three-quarter court pressure as Kate Olson will inbound. 14-3, the U-High lead. Olsen inbounds to Dubit in the backcourt. Right back to Olsen. Knocked away and stolen by Jessica. Oh, they're going to say she stepped
on
the sideline before she got rid of the pass. Her foot was coming down. I thought maybe she had gotten rid of it before she put the foot down, but the official says no.
Yeah, no, she it just didn't have the balance to get it rid of it, so she couldn't get anything on it, but she's going to get another steal here.
Yep, gets it this time in the backcourt. Gives way to Sharon. Now back to Jessica Lieber in the backcourt. Couple of good defensive plays by Jessica Lieber. Now straight on, long three from Jessica Lieber. Off the rim, no. Rebound comes down to Rainey Sibley in the left corner. Back to Jess, left wing. Top of the key, Sabrina Clay. She'll fire the three. It's too strong. And the rebound, and it's going to be a foul. It was Olsen went up for the rebound. Jess went over her back and picks up her first foul. 14 fouls now on the Streaks. So Kate Olsen with the inside position draws the foul. 2:20 to play first quarter. 14-3 U-High.
Well, and Coach Laura Sellers is doing the smart thing right here. She's sending her player on the back end of the play all the way down the floor trying to stretch out the streak press to make it a 4-on-4.
And that's Avery Hamm. She's got the ball. Pass it right between the legs of Stonewall, but unfortunately, U-High got it right back. This is Hamm with it to Stonewall down on the left block. Nice spin move up off the glass. Too hard. Rebound off the hands of Sabrina Clay. Left-handed baby hook up by Bailey Larson. No good. And the ball is going to go off U-High last. Streaks to get it back. Streaks got a break there because a couple of good looks at it for U-High, and they just couldn't convert with the two young
players.
Well,
that plus, I think it actually went off the hands of either Danny Teal or Jessica Lieber, but the Streaks will retain possession. Still in a 1-3-1 now. They're really switching up these zone defenses.
Randy Sibley, left wing, wide open three. Too strong. Rebound off the hands of a couple of people. Danny Teal had it. Got knocked to the floor. Foul's going to go against Stonewall, I believe. If so, that'll be her first foul. Does go against Shantae Stonewall. And that's 14 fouls now on U-High as Chloe Anderson, Casey Williams, Hannah Smith, Lexi Daniels, and Allison Mangieri check in for the Streets. 1:46 to play first quarter. Streets trail 14-3.
Well, if Coach Massey sees that 1-3-1 again, as Troyan comes back in the game now, what he'd be smart to do is get Allison Mangieri or Jessica Lieber on the far side of it and get that skip pass over the top, because what we saw right there is they don't rotate well out of it. And if you could get that skip pass, you're going to get a wide open look.
Right wing, Lexi Daniels fires a three and got it. First basket of the ballgame for the Streets comes at the 1:37 mark of the first quarter. Full court pressure. Now 3-on-1 break for Juhai. Dubit, nice look underneath to Stroy and lays it up and in.
That's what you cannot have happen. You can't get that momentum boost and then give it right back up. Streaks trailed by 10 now.
16-6, 1:20 to play during the first quarter. Allison Mangieri in the left corner, left wing to Casey Williams. Gives to Hannah Smith near the center circle. Now right wing, it goes to Lexi Daniels. Back to Hannah Smith. And now they're looking like they're back. No, there they are in the 1-3-1 again. But they're moving a little better because we're not moving the ball quick enough against it. Hannah Smith fires a three, top of the key, in and out, no good. Rebound to Stroyan. Stroyan puts it on the floor, and she'll bring it up herself. Long down court pass goes to Avery Ham. Ham's pass tipped away by Hannah Smith, but getting it back was Larson. Now she's knocked away by Lexi Daniels, goes to the floor, and a tie-up.
Oh, you know, that was tough right there because Chloe got her hands on the ball and got tied up with Stroyan, but she ripped it away almost immediately, but they called the jump ball right away.
Unfortunately, the possession arrow points toward Juhai. Although all the Juhai players are on this end of the floor, except the one that's going to inbound, Avery Ham. She's a 5'8 sophomore. What a young team, no senior on this team. Four juniors.
They graduated five or six seniors last year.
A couple of sophomores or freshmen, and we don't even have. There's four other players they added to the roster off the sophomore team. Left baseline, this is Ham. Out it goes to a new player in the ballgame, Jalen Zero, 5'6", sophomore. And that one, I missed you. Hit
Chantel Wilson on a what looked like a bailout shot got it to go in. As the shot blocked, as Sharon went up on the other end, blocked by Stroyan.
Oh, nice job by Danny Teal on the floor. Threw it off the hands of Chantel Wilson, who was also on the floor. She had no chance of catching it. And the ball is going to go back to the Streaks with 21.8 to play in the quarter. Alton Mangieri will check in for Rainey Sibley. It'll be Sharon Diggins to inbound. And this time they're setting up in a 2-3 on the inbound play. And it comes to Alton Mangieri out high on the right side. Fires a three. It's short. Rebound tipped around. It's going to go off of Dubit last.
Should be Streak basketball.
Yep, Streaks will have it back. Dubit's wondering why, but yeah, nobody else touched it. Several Streak players around her, but the ball clearly went off of Tori Dubit. And Sharon Diggins went down this time from the right baseline as Olsen checks back in and replaces Dubit. 16.6 to place, 18-6 is a Juhai lead, and the inbound pass knocked away, but Alza Mangieri able to run it down. Gets to Jessica Lever, left of the center circle, and she gets bumped, and the ball goes to the floor in the backcourt, picked up by Alza Mangieri. 7 seconds to play. Jessica Lever with five, drives right side, gets to Sharon Diggins, right baseline, fires a three, in and out, no good. Rebound, Danny Teal puts it up and fouled with point.
This is
on
Troy, and that's her third.
I think it's going to go against Wilson. Stroyan was there, but I think it's going to go against Chantel Wilson. Yeah, it does go against Chantel Wilson. And that is her first foul. But Danny Teal goes to the free throw line with .4 to play, and she can cut it to a 10-point game.
You know, the one thing the Streaks would really benefit from is having the ability to pass the ball around as Danny hits on the first one, like we saw Centennial do last Saturday night. Just a lot of clean looks, and they move the ball side to side in a hurry. 18-7, 0.4 left. So this, if this goes in, and it doesn't.
Stroyan down with a rebound. We played one quarter of basketball. It is Normal Juhai 18, Galesburg 7. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Wear it and win. The blue WGIL button. Available at participating sponsors. Details at WGIL.com.
After one quarter, the Normal Juhai Pioneers lead the Galesburg Silver Streaks 18-7. Tom Aronoff along with Eric Gibson for Silver Streak Girls Basketball. Immediately following this game, the Galesburg High Boys in action. They will take on the Hawks of Maine South High School. And Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee will have that action for you. As immediately following our game here, we'll name our Dave's Autobike, Crunch Time Player of the Game, and then hand it off to Brad and Jim for the Silver Streak Boys, who lost a tough one earlier today to Minooka, a game they had some chances to win. Going to be a little bit tougher opponent tonight in Maine South. Streaks with the ball to start the second quarter. Rainey Sibley, three-pointer from the left corner, no good. Stroyan down with a long rebound, and it's tipped away by Rainey. Casey Williams comes over there. Now Jessica Lieber, three out high on the left side, in and out, no good. Rebound Casey Williams, back to Jess. Top of the key, dribbles right, gets tripped up, and they're going to call for a travel. She got tripped up, went to the floor, and didn't have possession of the ball. She scooped the ball back toward one of the teammates. I don't know if it was Sharon, but she got called for the travel in the process. Wow. And one thing that's also happening, I think what Jess will just said some of the official about on all our three-pointers that just happened to Jess, they're getting knocked off. They're turning the block out and really pushing them back and a little bit too soon, I thought, on that one. I thought it could have been a foul, like, you know, just as soon as she released the shot. Nice look underneath to Stroyan, and Stroyan lays it up and in. She's got 12 now and make it 20-7, U-High. Casey Williams out high left side, gets to Jessica Lieber, top of the key, right baseline, Sharon Diggins. Sharon drives baseline, kicks out to Casey Williams, top of the key, left wing, Rainey Sibley, and she got the same thing, got bumped again by Stroyan after the shot, can't hit. Rebound comes down to Olsen for U-High. Olsen looking for help and tried to bounce it off Sharon Diggins' legs, missed her, and it's going to go back to the street. She just threw it out of bounds at her own bench. Yeah. All her teammates had left her that time. It wasn't her fault. She had picked up her dribble already, and everybody left her.
Yeah, but a good play by Sabrina, or to Sharon, to avoid that ball hitting her. Because that's the last thing you want right there is to be the target there and let the ball go out of bounds.
Allison Mangieri back in. Sabrina Clay, Danny Teal, and Lexi Daniels. Jessica Lieber as well. High post, it goes to Danny Teal. Back to Lexi Daniels. Now Jessica Lieber right wing to Sabrina Clay, top of the key. Left baseline, it goes to Allison Mangieri outside the three-point arc. Now it's Jessica Lieber between the circles. Dribbles right. And swings it over to Allison Mangieri, but the pass got tipped and then stolen away by Stroy. And that's a tough pass to make. They're so long and tall on the front of that zone. It's hard to make those passes over the top.
Right, and they're just baiting you into doing it too. As right there, a good example is the Streaks were had a wide open player on the far side of the floor, but they're so long. Unless you get the perfect pass, that's what's going to happen. It's going to be a turnover.
Ball got kicked away on the pass by the Streaks, and U-High will inbound. It'll be Zier to inbound, and it comes to Stroyan. Kicks it out to Dubit out high right side. Over to the left wing, it goes to Stonewall, and she traveled the basketball.
Well, 8 turnovers now for the Pioneers. Streaks have turned it over 12. Again, Streaks only 7 points, though, to this point.
Now, remember the name Shantae Stonewall, 6'1", just a freshman, and she is very, very athletic. She's missed a couple of easy shots, but she's going to be a very good player. High post to Danny Teal, and she traveled with it. Yeah, went into Danny. She kind of bobbled the ball a little bit before she turned to make a move and was called for the travel.
You know, one of the unfortunate things about Danny is that she's got so much energy. Sometimes she's so ready to go with the basketball that if she doesn't catch it cleanly, that's what happens.
Full court pressure from the Streaks. Zier inbounds, and it comes to Dubit. Another 2-on-1 break. Dubit down the left side and knocked away. Played perfectly by Casey Williams. Did an excellent job. Held her ground. Didn't jump out after Dubit because she figured that pass was going to go to Zier or Stroyan because that's what they've done each time. She just waited and was able to knock the pass away. Couldn't run it down, though, so U-High inbound from the near sideline. This is Dubit, top of the key. Out high left side to Zier. Zier penetrates, now gives to Stonewall on the left wing. Back to Zier, drives in and loses the ball, goes off of Casey Williams, and it's going to go back to U-High with 6:18 to play in the first half. 20-7 is the normal U-High lead, Stroyan to inbound from the right baseline.
Streets just have not been able to get any flow on their offensive end of things, and defensively, again, like we said in that first game, they set up so well defensively off the offense.
Backdoor pass to Wilson. She couldn't hit. Stonewall came down with a rebound. She missed. And the second time, she went over the back of Casey Williams. I believe it was Stonewall that gets called. No, he's looking at Stroyan.
He was. Should be. No, oh, no, they're going to give it to Stroyan. That's her third.
Wow, Emma Stroyan picked up her third foul. I'm not sure.
I don't even think she was in the play. Yeah. And if I were Coach Massey, I'd be kind of upset in it because I would have rather had 2 on Stonewall than have 3 on Stroyan at this point.
So Stroyan goes to the bench immediately with her third foul, and now the ball Streaks turn it over.
Oh, ooh, lucky break. Yeah. As Coach Sellers not happy about that because Casey or Haley even knew that went off, and now that we're going to get a reversal of the calls, the officials are going to huddle. And you'd have to imagine a reversal of the call because it was pretty blatant. It went off of Haley's hand. Haley even knew it. She started walking down the under the floor with her head on. And, you know, it was one of those things that was just unfortunate. They are going to reverse the call because it was tipped at the last second, and Haley didn't know it was, you know, we wasn't expecting the tip to change the trajectory, and she couldn't get her hand out of the way.
It went right off her fingertips. So this is the correct call, honestly.
Yeah, Coach Massey not happy.
And and what his argument is that the official closer of the play that made the call, is, as we have a 60-second timeout, he's arguing the official closer of the call it let the one across the floor determine what happened. So we'll take a timeout as well. 6:02 to play first half. It is U High 20, Galesburg 7. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Hey Galesburg, it's Glenn Beck, inviting you to join me weekday mornings at 9, following the WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14.
On the inbound, stolen away by Sharon.
Oh wow!
Sharon Jenkins got traveled when she got pushed. The reason she traveled, she got pushed from behind and fell to the floor, and they called the travel. Now, that was a bad call. That's the same official that overruled the call, which made the correct call previously, but Sharon got knocked to the floor, and that's the only reason she traveled.
Not only that, but Chantel Wilson rolled over her legs.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even just like a mild push. It landed
on top of her. Wow, this is Zier. Knocked away by Sharon Diggins. Zier gets it back on the right wing. Top of the key. This is Wilson with it. Wilson out high left side to Dubit. Back to Zier on the right wing. And her pass inside knocked away. Sammy Thompson comes over for the streaks. Gives to Casey Williams. Casey across midcourt, left of the center circle. Now goes to the top of the key. Hands off to Sammy. Now Haley Kelso left wing. Fires a three and got it. This is the second basket of the ball game for the streaks with 5:27 to play. Here in the first half, make it 20-10. Near steal, Zier trapped up in the corner. Now it's knocked away by Chloe Anderson. Chloe comes up with it to Sammy Thompson. Sammy to Haley Kelso, left wing, top of the key. Casey Williams picks up. Back to Haley on the left wing. Swing it over to Sammy Thompson. Dangerous pass there with Stonewall. As Casey fires a three from on high left side, can't hit anything on that one. It's going to go back to the U-High Pioneers with 5:07 to play.
Rather than Casey taking that long three, I'd rather see her shot fake, go into the lane and take that little floater we saw her use one time in the game earlier, because she does not have the touch always on that three-point shot, and she was a good 3 feet behind the arc that time.
Well, also you've got Stonewall, the taller player, playing out on the point of that zone. And
right.
So she gets in with Stroyan out of there. She's as tall as the girls in the paint now, and she's got the long arms.
Well, and I'd argue she's more athletic than Stroyan or than the other girls in there anyway.
Now a steal by Jessica Lieber. Jess down the right side, lays it up. Got
foul
one. Nice job, Jessica Lieber. Knew she was going to get hit, and now Jess is hurt again. Boy, she's in some pain. She got smashed because Dubit actually not only hit her going up, her momentum took her right into the wall.
Coach Massey wants an intentional foul there. He doesn't think that she was going for the ball. I disagree with that. I think she at least went for the ball, but just down in pain. She went down in the earlier game face down onto the floor. I talked to her mother afterwards. She said her teeth felt loose.
Yeah.
So if she hit her teeth again on the floor, she could be in some real agony.
What we couldn't see was what happened afterwards. I agree that it was not intentional. She did go for the ball, but we're kind of blocked from what happened afterwards because they both ended up in the mat on the wall, and I think that's what our fans are yelling about. If something extracurricular happened there, or if she just landed on her there, it's hard to tell.
Well, Coach Massey's still drawing with the ref as the trainer, Coach Rux, Jessica's mother, and somebody else.
Yeah, somebody else is down there too. I'm not sure who else went out there, but 4-4. Here's the situation: 4:48 to play here in the first half. Streets now trail by 8, 20-12.
Well, Coach Massey's going to have to figure out who he wants to go shoot these free throws now, because he's got to bring somebody else in to the game, because I'm assuming Jess is going to have to come out, especially with how long this break has been. And if Elsa Manjuri's on the bench, she was the one that came in at Quincy for Danny Teal, who ended up with 6 stitches in her chin. And Allison ended up hitting 7 of 9 free throws in that fourth quarter. So that should be my vote if I were. And she is coming into the game now. Well,
Jess,
hold on.
He hadn't made up his mind yet for sure.
Well, he's got 5 on the floor.
I don't know. He's got
who came into the game, but
yeah, he's going to put Allison.
Allison is going to come in.
See, I don't know if anybody else had just checked in. I can't remember who else was out there before that play, because you have so many substitutions. Jess is sitting up now, fortunately, but she's still in some pain. They're still talking to her.
Well, and you remember, if we backtrack this even up to the Charleston tournament, she had in the game against Urbana, she went hard down on her head, and she was having headaches for at least a couple weeks afterwards. You would think that she might have probably had mild concussive symptoms. I can't tell sure what's hurting, but they've got
They're putting ice on her forehead, not kind of the right side of her forehead. They've got a bag of ice, and she's drinking some water. So I don't know if she went like head first into the mat, because that's, you know, that's not a very, that's a pretty thin mat. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
it's for all intents and purposes, it serves very little purpose.
More
because,
cosmetic. I mean, yeah, you hit, it's like the ivy at Wrigley Field. It's,
right.
It still hurts. So she's going to get up now. They're going to help her up.
Knowing Jess, though, she's not going to want to be out of the scheme very long, but she definitely looks like she's still in pain.
Yeah, that, which is surprising. With her, it's usually, you know, it, you know, you notice immediately she's in some pain, but 2 minutes later she kind of gets back going and, you know, she forgets about it. But she's still definitely grimacing in pain at this point. And
well, we talked during the Quincy, was it the Quincy? No, it couldn't have been the Quincy. Maybe Peoria High game, she must have gotten some blood drawn on her, and she just in a normal conversation with the official mentioned it to the official, and the official made her come out of the game, and she was none too happy. So
they're kind of holding her. So my guess is she kind of must have gone like forehead first, maybe into the mat, because we're kind of holding the back of her neck and her forehead. And
it will be Elsa Mangieri toeing the line here for the Streaks. Like I said, she had a big game against Quincy from the free throw line, going 7 of 9, all coming in the fourth quarter, and she just did a magnificent job after coming in for an injured Danny Teal. On the season, she's a 67% free throw shooter.
Missed that one. Rebound comes down to Stonewall. 4:45 to play. The foul went against Dubin. She just traveled there, and they missed it. Now right wing. This is Larson. Goes out high to Wilson. Top of the key. Wilson on the dribble. In the paint, it goes to Stonewall. Stonewall turns, makes some moves, goes to the right, lays it up, and good. Nice move by Stonewall. Some Streaks fans wanted to travel. I didn't see it, though.
No.
He's got 8, make it 22-12. Back to a 10-point lead for U-High. Sabrina Clay out. Left of the center circle, looking for some help. She has
Sabrina,
Allison right behind her and threw it right into the hands of
that's the
Stonewall.
Third time she's done that in this game. She does not look the other way. If somebody's screening her off, she's got to look the opposite way.
Stonewall gets the easy layup. She's now got 10. Allison Mangieri left wing for 3. It's short. Again, got knocked nearly out of bounds. The rebound, though, comes down to Sharon Diggins, and she lays it up and in. That's her first basket, make it 24-14, but the Streaks get beat long. Layup up and good by Bailey Larson. Her first basket. Larson, a 5'8 freshman, 26-14, U-High. Streaks and cut it to 8, now back to 12-point lead. Sammy Thompson lost her dribble there, gets to Allison Mangieri on the left wing, trapped up, looking for help, and gives to Sammy Thompson out high on the left side. Sammy has it stolen away by Stonewall. Stonewall down the right side, lays it up, has missed it. Sabrina bothered her a little bit on that. Rebound comes down to Larson. She lays it up and in. That's 4 for Bailey Larson, 4 points.
And Coach Massey has no more timeouts now.
He's used his last timeout, 60-second timeout. We'll take one as well. 3.5 to play first half. It's U-High 28, Galesburg 14. You're listening to Silver Street Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Oh, just a little further. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean, at 335-4048, and by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg.
3:17 to play. Casey Williams misses a three-pointer. Rebound comes down to Haley Kelso, but she had gotten knocked down and slid out of bounds. It's going to go back to U-High.
16 turnovers now on the Streaks. 3:14 left to go. Streaks doubled up 28-14 right now. And the most life we saw was right after Jess's steal. She had cut the lead down, and then right away they were not able to do anything afterwards.
Danny Teal, nice job all over Olsen defensively. Now this is Larson with it. In the paint, stolen away by Casey Williams. Casey picks up in the backcourt looking for help. Gives to Haley Kelso, and she's going to play the point now.
We haven't seen this all season.
No. Left wing goes to Rainey Sibley. Oh, a foul call to reach. Goes
yeah, good
Bailey
foul
Larson.
There, too. It's going to be on Bailey Larson. And that, if that foul hadn't been called, it would have been a turnover on Rainey, because Rainey had that ball go off her leg. This should be 1-1.
That's the 18 foul.
Righting the ship here.
So Rainey's going to go to the free throw line with a chance of the 1 and bonus. With 2:48 to play in the first half, the Streaks trailing 28-14. Back in for the Streaks, Chloe Anderson replacing Danny Teal. Allison Mangieri waits to replace Rainey Sibley. So the Streaks with only 4 baskets in the game, as Rainey has a first bounce high and drops through. She'll get the bonus.
Well, Rainey came in 60% free throw shooter. She's 12 of 21 now after that make. Wow, she was coming into the game. She was 6 of 55 from three-point range.
Second shot in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Olsen for U-High. And pass knocked away, is stolen by Chloe Anderson. She had her back turned and went right into her hands, and she's able to gather it in. Left wing, Rainey Sibley lost the handle, able to get it back, now trapped up, gets knocked to the floor.
Oh, Dubit.
That'll be her second foul. And
Treats
Rainey
benefit
the
from the
line,
that yeah. same official being out of the position right again. Is right there, I thought Dubit did a good job. She had all ball, and Rainey was backing up and fell to the ground. And now we're going to get a timeout by Coach Sellers. I keep wanting to call her Coach Larson, but it's going to be a 30-second timeout.
So Laura Sellers with a 30-second timeout, 2:36 to play here in the first half. Streets trail 28-15. And, you know, like you said, is it a hot potato out there? You need quick ball movement, but not getting rid of it just because you're scared to handle the ball. And that's
exactly.
kind of what's going on out there on the perimeter right now. You want good, crisp ball movement, good, crisp passes, but the Streaks at this point on the quick passes, it's just more I'm trying to get rid of the ball before the trap gets here and not, you know, not advancing yourself offensively. 2:36 to play first half. Rainey Sibley at the free throw line with a chance of the one a bonus. So Emma Stroyan on the bench with three fouls for U-High, the 6'2 junior. Now Tori Dubit just picked up her second foul.
Rainey back to the free throw line where she just split a pair. She hits the first one here. She's 2-3 now in the game, 28-16. It would be nice if the Streaks could cut this under 10 by the half.
Also on the floor, Casey Williams, Haley Kelso, Chloe Anderson, and Sharon Diggins. Second one up and perfect for Rainey. She'll be replaced now by Allison Mangieri. Streaks will pick up with full court pressure.
We've seen Allison run some point in the past. I wonder if she's going to get some more opportunities. Is Jess still at the end of the bench with ice on her forehead?
Yep. And it comes to Dubit. She gets across midcourt left side. And the center circle goes to Wilson. Right wing, this is Olsen with it. Wide open, not even thinking about taking a three-pointer. And Sharon Diggins nearly had the steal, but it goes back to Olsen.
And unfortunately, she thought somebody was going to be there to pick it up for her.
Now Stonewall gets it down on the right block, and she lays it up and in. She's got 12, make it 30-17. Haley Kelso tried to get to Chloe Anderson under the basket. And did the pass hit the bottom of the rim?
No, it hit the net.
Oh,
and
okay.
what happened then was it rolled up in the net, and Chloe mistimed her jump so that when she went up, the ball hesitated for a second and then came back down off of Chloe's hands out of bounds.
Full court pressure from the Streaks. 2:14 to play first half. 30-17, U-High with the lead. Handling the ball now, Shantae Stonewall, the 6'1 freshman. Breaks the pressure easily. Nice look underneath to and a tip pass from Zier to Olsen, and Olsen lays it up and in. That's her first basket, make it 32-17. Haley Kelso, three-pointer right high on the right side, off the back rim, too strong. Rebound comes out long, and Stonewall picks it up for U-High. Stonewall on the dribble, down the right side of the lane, lays it up, splits the defenders, can't hit. Rebound comes down to Casey Williams. Casey now, down the right side, stops, top of the key. Gets to Sharon Diggins on the right baseline. Sharon penetrates. Stops, pulls up with a 5-foot.
Oh, Sharon, take it all the way in.
Yeah, she just tried to put that one up with touch, and she had a chance. She could have gotten all the way to the basket and used the glass. Nice look underneath to Olsen again from Zier. That's twice in a row. Olsen lays it up and in from Zier, making 34-17. Sharon, right wing, fires a three. That's off the mark. Rebound to Chloe Anderson. Down on the right block. Shot is blocked, and it comes down to Ham. Ham has it. Gets to Olsen. Now this is Chantel Wilson. 1:10 to play in the first half. 34-17 U-High. Wilson. Pass knocked away by Casey Williams. Haley Kelso comes up with it. Now Casey Williams, top of the key. Right wing, Sharon Diggins. She'll fire the long three. Off the rim short.
Partially
rebound.
Blocked.
Or was it? Was it Wilson?
Yeah,
that got a piece
Wilson got her hands on the ball again.
And that one fell all the way out of bounds on the sideline.
Should it's be straight basketball.
Because they didn't see it was blocked, so they're giving it to U-High.
I mean, she got a good chunk of the basketball, too. It changed. Wow. Okay. Well, ball to U-High.
And honestly, I think that must be what Chloe Anderson thought, because I thought she had a shot at it, and she let it go out. As Olsen gets it down on the right block again and lays it up in, she's got 6 quick points. Make it 36-17. Streets trail by 19, 43 seconds to play here in the half.
6-0 run for U-High here.
Anna Smith to Sabrina Clay out high on the right side. Right wing to Lexi Daniels. Also Danny Q, Rainey Sibley in. Sabrina Clay with it and has it knocked away. Ball goes to the floor, and we're going to have a tie-up. And the possession arrow points toward U-High. So another Streak turnover with 29.5 to play.
I know I said this already, but I'm going to say it again. Sabrina does not look comfortable out there at all. Every time she gets the basketball, she looks like she doesn't know what to do with it. And it's really causing some problems for the Streak's offense. Her and Sammy Thompson both have had that look in their eyes every time they catch the ball. And they've had so many
tipped around, and now we're going to get a travel called against Ham as she was trying to bring up the floor. You know, usually when the Streaks have forced 16 turnovers and a half, they have a pretty solid lead. That's not the case right now.
36-17, they trail with 25 seconds to play. Hannah Smith out left of the center circle. On the dribble, picks it up now, looking for some help. Goes high post to Danny Teal, and she's triple-teamed and dribbles out of trouble. Danny on the dribble still, goes to the right baseline to Lexi Daniel. She'll fire the three, it's too strong. Rebound comes down to Ham, but it's knocked away from behind by Hannah Smith with 9.4 seconds to play. So the Streaks down 36-17, 9.4 seconds to play, and it comes to Zier. Zier gives to Wilson. Wilson stops the free throw line, gives to Olsen down on the right block, drives baseline, and a blocking foul is going to go against Sabrina Clay.
Luckily, that's only the fifth on the Streak, so it's not going to be a shooting foul.
3.7 to play. Streaks, no timeouts. Wow, she's putting Stroyan in with 3.7 seconds left and three fouls.
Well, right now, if I were the Streaks, you got to be, oh, she's inbounding. I was going to say, get ready for the lob, but yeah, she's inbounding the ball.
I don't understand. Now they give it right back to her, and she bobbled it, couldn't catch it. Clay comes up with it, and we have played one half of basketball. Normal U-High in control as they lead the Galesburg Silver Streaks. At the half, it is U-High 36, Galesburg 17. We'll come back with our halftime report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better. Streaks struggling in the first half. It is U-High 36, Galesburg 17. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg, by Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean, at 335-4048, and by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Oh, just a little further. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
I've checked and rechecked, and it all comes down to the same conclusion.
Don't say it.
It's your turn to clean the coffee pot in the break room.
No!
It's Patsy from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
WGIL coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report, brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Back here at John Field Gym, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. We are at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks struggling as they trail against the Normal U-High Pioneers, 36-17. U-High with the lead.
I think struggling is saying it lightly.
I guess you could say that.
They don't even look in sync getting shots up. They don't look in sync. You know, the defensive end, they've done, I suppose, all right. You've only given up 36 points, but a lot of those points have been in transition, so it's not like you're letting them work their offense to perfection. They're just getting a lot of transition points.
Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. And, boy, the Streaks had a good victory earlier today. Wasn't a pretty game early on, but about midway through the third quarter, they picked it up. Light kind of came on. Sharon Diggins went on a little run of her own, and the defense picked up as well. And they defeated Peoria Notre Dame 54-36. The Elder Guy boys lost a tough one by three earlier today to Manuka. East Moline, United Township, upset Champaign Centennial in girls action earlier today. Bit of a surprise there. Galesburg High boys coming up in action again in just a bit here. As soon as we're finished with our game, the Streaks will take on the Main South Hawks. And Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee will have that action for you right here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Well, the Streaks didn't even get their first basket till the 1:37 mark of the first quarter. That was a three-pointer for Lexi Daniels. The second basket came. It was,
529 mark.
Okay, I knew it was those. It
was so obscene that I decided to write it down. 529 mark, they finally got their second basket.
36-17 is the Normal U-High lead. We're going to take a timeout, come back, and look at our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help put more green back in your pocket. Ask us about details of a money-saving auto home discount. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premiums. Call me, Mark Craddy, at Craddy Insurance for more information today and start saving.
WGIL, proud to be a part of Galesburg.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor with this reminder. Project Dog Park is holding a fundraiser at GHS on the 30th with a hypnotist on hand, Dr. Jim Wand. Tickets are $10 in advance, $15 at the door. For full details, check the calendar at WGIL.com for January 30th.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community.
It's a look at the official WGIL forecast. Clear, cold tonight, low around 16. Cloudy, chance of flurries tomorrow, high of 25. Tomorrow night, cloudy, chance of flurries, low of just 6 above. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Monday, sun and a high of 11. Monday night, cloudy, cold, low just 2 above. And Tuesday, sun, chance of flurries, high of 15. Right now, it's 46, and you're listening to Galesburg Radio 14.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back at John Field, Jim, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Normal U High Pioneers at halftime 36-17. Our halftime stats brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Streaks, as we mentioned, just one basket in that first quarter, came at the 137 mark. Lexi Daniels with a three-pointer. She's got 3 points. Also, Haley Kelso with three on a three-pointer. Four for Jessica Lieber on a basket, 2 for 2 from the line. 4 points for, or excuse me, 3 points for Rainey Sibley on 3 for 4 from the line. 2 points for Sharon Diggins on a basket. One apiece for Chloe Anderson and Danny Teal, each on 1 for 2 from the line. Streaks with 2 three-pointers. And what, on two-pointers, 1, 2, 2 two-pointers, and 7 for 11 from the free throw line. I guess the good news is you're hitting free throws a little bit better than, more than a little bit better than you did in your earlier game today. Streaks were down 18-7 at the end of the first quarter, scored 10 points in the second quarter, and trailed 36-17, outscored 18-10 in that second quarter. It was U-High being led by two players with 12 points, both their post players. Emma Stroyan, before she got in some early foul trouble, had 10 points in the first quarter, ends with 12 for the half. Also, Shantae Stonewall, the freshman at 6'1", with 12 points in the first half. 6 for Kate Olson on her own 6-point run there late in the second quarter. 4 for Bailey Larson, 2 points for Chantel Wilson, 2 for 2 from the line for Normal U-High. And as you mentioned, actually another low for the strike. I guess it wasn't a low today, it was close to it, but a low for a half of basketball, as we had scored 18 against Paris in the first half in a game that we actually won, only 17 in the first half in this one.
Yeah, and the Streaks look very out of sorts. Coach Massey has no timeouts, and you just wonder, you know, does he have the magical words in the locker room to tell these girls? Because, I mean, it's not, outside of the fact that the Streaks have 18 turnovers, they forced 17 turnovers. They're rebounding. They've only been out-rebounded by 4 in 19-15. They've out-rebounded the Pioneers 9-5 offensively. But the big difference, besides the amount of turnovers, is the Pioneers are 17 of 27 from the field, and most of those layups, whereas the Streaks are 4 of 26, including 2 of 21 from distance. They're not getting good looks. They're not getting good shots off. In fact, for most of the first quarter, they only had one shot until finally Lexi Daniels hit that three with a minute 37 left. So there's no flow to the Streaks. It's very rare for you to see the Streaks have more turnovers than their opponents in the first half. We've only seen that a few times this year. I can't remember the last time the Streaks have been gotten less shots off than their opponent in the first half. And so you look at this one, and yes, you're down by 19,
But it's not like the Pioneers are playing a perfect game.
Yeah. Well, and that's kind of funny because I know Coach Sellers mentioned in the pregame to you that, you know, hey, if they're getting, you know, 48 shots or whatever the amount was, we need to get a lot of rebounds. Well, we're not getting that many shots up, and at least it doesn't look that way the way the first half went. So Jessica Lieber still sitting on the bench. It looked like she wanted to come out and warm up. She doesn't have the ice anymore. The trainer's still looking at her, I know, kind of checking for concussion syndrome. She had the light out looking in her eyes and had kind of her finger in front of her eyes. So we don't know yet if she is going to be able to come out and play it all in the second half. If you'd missed what happened earlier in the first half, she had a steal and a breakaway layup. She'd gotten fouled on, made the layup, but the girl that fouled her, both the momentum, we didn't see exactly what happened, but they both ended up into the in the mat at the end of the floor. And from what we could see, more than likely happened that Jess kind of went forehead first into that mat with the weight of the girl behind her kind of on top of her.
Yeah, and you know, It's going to be real difficult for the Streaks to overcome 19 points without Jessica, because Jessica, obviously the leading scorer, but also the best ball handler on the club. In fact, there's such a disparity handling the basketball that the Streaks really struggle getting the ball at the floor when she's not available. Sammy Thompson struggled in this game. We've seen the Coach Massey try to use Haley Kelso. And with Haley Kelso coming out with this opening group, Jessica going to the end of the bench, I'm have to imagine she's probably done for the game.
Yeah, that's the way it's looking. So Haley Kelso out there playing the point guard position. Sharon Diggins, Chloe Anderson, Casey Williams, and Rainey Sibley. 1-3-1 zone this time. Casey Williams fires a three out high left side and got it. Casey with her first basket of the ball game and make it 36-20. 7:46 to play first half. Full court pressure. This is Olsen in the backcourt on the dribble. Gets it across in the center circle. Dribbles left and gives to Dubit. Dubit, top of the key, gives to Stonewall. High post. Spins in the paint. Travel with it. No call. Gets it up off the glass. In and out. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up off the glass and got it.
Streaks cannot do that. They can't give up wide open layups and then let them get their own offensive rebound. 38-20. Streaks trail by 18.
Another three from Casey Williams. Top of the key. She's hit two in a row. Little run by Casey and make it 38-23. We play 3-for-2 the rest of the way. How long will it take to catch them?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not a math major. I couldn't figure that one out. Do we have time? This is Wilson with it out high on the left side. Dribbles and inside. Stolen away by Casey Williams. Casey making her plea for the day's crunch time player of the game as she's started her own little crunch time here. We'll see what happens. This is Sharon Diggins out between the circles. Casey Williams out high left side. Back to Sharon. Now right wing. It goes to Haley Kelso. 6:48 to play here in the quarter. Haley Kelso with a three-pointer. Bounces off from out high on the right side. Rebound down to Wilson. She hands off to Dubit in the backcourt. Tori Dubit on the dribble. Gets to Chantel Wilson. Wilson, top of the key with it. Inside goes to Stonewall. Shot blocked by Casey Williams.
Well, we saw Sharon do it in game one. She was the one that sparked the Streaks to pull away against Peoria and Notre Dame. Now Casey trying to do the same thing here.
So in for the Streaks, Allison Mangieri, Sabrina Clay, Danny Teal, and Lexi Daniels, and Haley Kelso stays on the floor, kind of playing the Jessica Lieber role. And it comes to Sloan, and she traveled with it. Yep, top of the key, put it on the floor. Before she made the pass, she drugged the pivot foot, and the Streaks get it back on a U-High turnover. 6:28 to play, third quarter, 38-23. Normal U-High with a lead over the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
15-point deficit for the Streaks. They need to go on a run here.
Allison Mangieri, three from the left corner is no good. Rebound comes down, and a travel is going to be called on Chantel Wilson.
That was a bad call.
Well, yeah, she came down. She actually, Danny was just saying that she kind of landed on the hip of Danny Teal and slid off and went to the floor, and Streaks get it back. We'll take it.
Yeah, that was going to say, Streaks will take it. But
Allison Mangieri, three-pointer left wing, in and out, no good. Boy, right on target, in and out, no good. Rebound destroying. This is Dubit. Gives way to Olsen on the right side. Out near midcourt, back to Dubit in the center circle. Tori Dubit on the dribble. Dribbles left.
Are the Streaks in a 1-3-1? Look for a second there, maybe not.
Well, it looks like a 1-2-2. Now Dubit gets to Stonewall. Nice spin move in the paint. And
she is going to be sick by the time she's a senior.
That was a move there. She's got 16 now.
That was the footwork of a senior.
Yeah, it really was. That was an excellent move. She, I don't know if she's one of those that has like her own basketball trainer that works with her or what, but now she gets a steal in the backcourt, may get tied up, and oh no, a travel called. I'm not sure how you make that call because Stonewall didn't even have control of the ball because she and Sabrina Clay were both on the floor. Sabrina kind of knocked it away from her, and Stonewall was kind of bobbling it, and they called the travel. I'm surprised at that one.
I wonder what Stonewall's parents do for a living and if we have that industry here in Galesburg.
We'll take transfers.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, come on. Streaks turn it over. Stonewall, guess who comes up with it? Lays it up. In it too hard again. I don't know what it is she's got there, but then she gets the baby hook and puts it up. And she's got, she's had bad luck on some layups because it didn't look like she's put some of them up too hard, but they've still bounced out on her. Rainey Sibley left wing for three. Off the back, no. Rebound comes down to Dubit. 42-23 is the U-High lead. 5-12 to play here in the third quarter. So after the Streaks had cut it to 16, back down by 19 again. Right corner, this is Stonewall with it. To the high post, destroying, drives down the right side, puts it up, and missed it. Nice job defensively again by Casey, but Chloe couldn't hold on to the rebound, goes out of bounds. U-High will get another crack at it. They'll inbound from the left baseline.
Yeah, and see, that's a rebound that Casey's, or Chloe's got to grab. She had great position. The ball came down, went off her body and out of bounds. I don't know. She just didn't seem to be able to clasp the basketball.
Inbound comes to Stonewall out in the left corner, out near midcourt, working against Sherron Diggins. Now swings it right of the center circle to Dubit. Now right wing, it goes to Wilson. She'll fire the first three attempt of the game and got it for U-High. Chantel Wilson with her second basket. They get 45-23.
Well, that looked a lot like what Centennial did in the Streaks last week. They really spread out four corners and worked the ball around to get open shots.
Now Casey has a three blocked by Stonewall, but Casey gets the ball back, hands off to Hannah Smith, left of the center circle. Back to Casey between the circles, right wing. Sherron has it, thought about the three. Now her pass stolen away by Olson. Olson down the right side and lays it up too strong. I think Casey may have gotten a piece of a rebound to Wilson. She can't hit. Rebound comes down, knocked away by Chloe Anderson. Sherron Diggins comes up with it. Sherron on the run now. Right wing, goes to the right baseline. Stops, picks up, kicks out to Hannah Smith. Right wing, fires a three, and got it. Hannah Smith has had a good day from behind the arc. She hit one earlier today as well, and make a 45-26. U-High, 4 minutes to play, third quarter. Wilson traveled again. She's done that a lot tonight with no call, and a timeout call by Laura Sellers. And a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 3:56 to play here in the third quarter. U-High 45, Galesburg 26. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean, at 335-4048. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
3:56 to play in the third quarter. Streaks trail 45-26 to the normal U-High Pioneers. Tom Meredith filling in for Jim Lee along with Eric Gibson for Silver Streak girls basketball. Boys coming up following this game. They'll take on the Maine South Hawks in their portion of the Martin Luther King tournament. This is Troyan, right baseline, out near the three-point arc with it for U-High. Kicks out to Dubit out high right side. Now back to Troyan baseline and traveled. No call. Kicked out to Dubit. Now swing it over to Olson on the left baseline. Left wing, pass stolen away by Allison Mangieri. Runs it down right side, lays it up and got it. Nice hustle by Allison. Had a defender there, but laid it up and in. They get 45-28, Streaks trail. Now a steal by Sabrina Clay down on the block. Had to save it in bounds. Destroying knocked it away, and Danny Teal comes up with it for the Streaks. Nice defensive play by Sabrina Clay.
Well, 22 turnovers for U-High, so they are far from playing a perfect game, but the Streaks have got to start making these count. Oh, geez.
Ooh, Haley Kelso just got away with a walk there top of the key. Took a couple of steps. I'm not sure. I think everybody else at the gym saw it. I think the officials.
Wow. She did like a three-step there. She just, it almost looked like she was doing the waltz or something.
Now Sabrina Clay, top of the key. Bounces for Allison Mangieri on the left wing. Back to Sabrina, left of the center circle. Under 3 minutes to play. Haley Kelso out high on the right side to Lexi Daniels, right baseline. Back to Haley on the right wing. She'll penetrate. Kicks it over to Allison. And a high pass. Allison able to reel it in, but she had no chance of getting that three off because the pass was high. Now Danny Teal, left baseline. Penetrates. Stops. Her shot is blocked from 15 by Stroyan. Now a three-on-one break for U-High. This is Stonewall. Left side. Puts it up. Got it. And she's fouled by Haley Kelso as Haley got a little bit out of position and ran into Stonewall. She was going up for the shot. Stonewall able to put it in and a chance at the three-point play. That is the first foul on Haley Kelso. First team foul, period, in the second half on either team. With 2:31 to play in the third, 47-28 is a U-High lead. Casey Williams, Chloe Anderson, Rainey Sibley, and Sharon Diggins back in for the Streaks. And you got to wonder about, not that all the girls aren't in good shape, but with Haley Kelso's conditioning, because she's not used to playing the extra long spurts like Jessica Lieber does, and she's still in for an extra rotation a second time, as the free throw was no good, by the way.
20 points, 7 steals, 1 block, and 8 rebounds for Shantae.
And another steal.
8 steals.
And runs it down, lays it up, can't hit, but gets her own rebound, misses again, gets a rebound again. She's just building up stats. Missed again. It was blocked by Chloe Anderson that time. This time the rebound comes down to Larson. Now this is Wilson with it at the free throw line, and it's tipped by Haley Kelso. Ball goes to the floor. It's going to go off U-High last. Yep, it's going to be Streaks' ball. Nice hustle by the Streaks. And they'll bring it back the other way with 1:59 to play here in the third quarter. And this, I think it's the first time that Stonewall's gone to the bench. She's going to get a break.
Coach Massey's going to pay somebody to go lock her down there.
And it goes to Chloe Anderson, high post. Back to Haley Kelso on high left side. Casey Williams. Now Rainey Sibley left wing. And Rainey's going to be called for the travel. A little bit too quick on the move.
Gosh, the Streaks really need to go on a run here, too, because this is about the best setup they've had for them being about the same size. I mean, the Stroyan's still in there, but
yeah, other than her, yeah. Now a near steal by Chloe Anderson, but Larson able to get it back. Now, nice look underneath from Duba to Wilson, but Wilson couldn't hold on, so the Streaks are going to get it back.
Luckily, because Casey went after that. Like, she's the one that it was going to go off the Streaks, and luckily the official saw what happened right there. As the Streaks will bring in Sabrina Clay, Sammy Thompson, Elsa Mangieri, Danny Teal to come back into the game.
1:36 to play in the quarter. High post to Danny Teal at the free throw line. Right wing to Sharon Diggins. Swings it to Sabrina Clay. Now Allison Mangieri, left baseline. Fires a three. That one's too strong. Sharon with a weak side rebound. Up off the glass. Too hard. Rebound. Sabrina Clay puts it up and got it. That's the first basket for Sabrina. Make it 47-28 with 1:19 to play. And now a steal by Sammy Thompson. Sammy down the right side, and she's going to pull it out. Boy, she needs to take that shot. Passed it to Allison Mangieri on the left wing. Allison lost a handle on it. Able to run it down in front of the Streaks bench. Now she'll turn and fire the three. You got it! Allison Mangieri with 5. Make it 47-33. A minute to play. On the run. This is Zier on the left side. Passes to the right side. Shot up and no good by Stroyan. And the rebound comes down to Sammy Thompson. Sammy on the run. Under a minute to play. Sammy picks it up out high on the left side. Looking for help. Hands off to Sabrina Clay. Now Sabrina getting bumped by Zier. Now back to Sammy, left baseline goes to Allison Mangieri. She needs some help now. Gets to Danny Teal on the left baseline. Kicks
forward
it out.
Spacing.
Yep. Kicks it out to Sammy Thompson to Sharon. 36 seconds of play. Now Allison Mangieri with it. Swing it to Sammy Thompson, top of the key. Right wing. And
Wow.
Streaks got bailed out on that one. A foul
they
go against Wilson.
Well, because Sammy is too deliberate in reversing the ball. She actually catches the ball, looking at the person passing it to her, then takes her time turning around, and then by the time she throws it, she tries to do bounce passes all the time, and she's just not rotating the ball quick enough. And so I was afraid right there that the Streaks were going to end up with that one turned over, but they call a handcuffing call.
First team foul in the second half. That's the first foul on, or second foul on Wilson in the ball game.
Actually, they were for three at the scores table.
Okay.
And now Streaks are going to get it back. Nobody, the ball got knocked away. U-High couldn't handle it. It looked like a fumble downfield because then the Streaks tried to go after it. Haley Kelso bobbled it, and finally somebody was laying on the floor for U-High, and it rolled off them out of bounds.
Haley Kelso with it. 12 seconds to play. Casey Williams on high left side with 10. Now Haley Kelso between the circles with 9. High post, Chloe Anderson with 7. Drives right side, kicks out to Lexi Daniels. Back to Haley Kelso with 3 seconds to play. Lexi Daniels drives baseline, fires an 18-footer, can't hit. Rebound to Rainey, and the quarter comes to an end. We have played 3 quarters of basketball. Well, we held them to 11 points in that quarter, and the Streaks trail 47-33. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster. Your hands grip tighter. Your heart beats harder. And time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
WGIL congratulates Jerry Carlton of Galesburg. He was spotted wearing the WGIL button and won $75. Congratulations, Jerry, from WGIL.
Hack at John Field Gym, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. 8 minutes to play in the ballgame. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the normal U-High Pioneers 47-33. The Streaks actually outscored U-High 16-11 in that third quarter. Obviously, need a little more than that. You want to go on a run to start the quarter. U-High will have the basketball to start the final quarter. Streaks bring out Chloe Anderson, Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, Haley Kelso, and Casey Williams. Stonewall back in. She'll inbound for U-High, 6'1 freshman. She's got 20 points in the ball game. This is Zier. Gives to Stonewall at the free throw line. Looks like they're going to spread the floor now. Yep. This is Olsen with it. Gives on the right baseline to Ham. Brings out to the wing. Back to Olsen up in the right corner. Out high left side. It goes to Stonewall.
Well, what the Streaks are doing wrong right now with the floor spread out is they're laying off the person who catches the basketball. So yeah. What that does is that just puts you in no man's land, gives them an easy passing lane. You either have to jump the passing lanes or you have to get right up on the player and try to get them to make an errant pass.
And nice block by Casey Williams. It was Zier driving in. They did a nice job, honestly, passing the ball, moving the ball. And Zier got what she thought was an open look driving down the left side. I think that's what Coach Sellers told him. We want nothing but a good look inside the paint. And Zier thought she had it, but Casey Williams with a good block. Now the foul, who did that foul go against? Was that, I guess Wilson did have three. I think it was Zier called. I think Zier made
it. I think Zier got it, yeah.
Haley Kelso out high on the right side. Got an open look. Now fires a three out high right side and got it. Second of the ball game for Haley Kelso, and that's seven for the Streaks. Make it 47-36. Now a steal by Haley Kelso, and she's fouled by Stonewall. And she picks up her second foul.
Yeah, which is unfortunate because she got called earlier, or we thought she should have gotten one earlier, but they gave it to Stroyan.
So the Streaks can cut it to single digits on this possession with 7:04 to play. And this is where you talk about things went so poorly in the first quarter, especially that if you get close and you need timeouts, you don't have any. Coach Massey called them all in the first half.
Well, and Jessica Lieber still on the bench, so the Streaks are really having to do this without, your go-to player.
Pass gets knocked away. Sabrina Clay trying to get it to Allison Mangieri. Zier taps it away, but the Streaks will have it back near their own bench as Stroyan and Dubit check back in.
Sabrina's really had Rex Grossmanitis in this game. She's staring down her targets every time she gets the basketball, and they keep getting tapped away.
And now Haley Kelso's pass stolen away by Zier. This is Dubit down the left side. She wisely pulls it back out. Dubit on the dribble. Gives right of the center circle to Olsen. Now right baseline goes to Stroyan outside the three-point arc. Top of the key, this is Dubit. Swing it right side to Olsen out high on the right side. She'll penetrate and lost a handle on it. Then it's going to have a tie-up, and it's going to go back to the Streaks. Nice job. I think Lexi Daniels initially kind of got a hand on it and bothered Olsen, knocked it away a little bit.
What I don't like about this theory, if you're U-High, is you have changed the mentality of your team from looking to score to looking to burn time. Yeah. So if you have mistakes like that, you don't execute well, you're going to let the Streaks right back into this game because you're not looking to score the basketball anymore.
Allison Mangieri drives left baseline, pulls up with a 10-footer, in and out, no good, and the rebound's going to go off of, they're going to say it went off of Dubit last. Streaks will have it back on their own right baseline with 6:21 to play. Again, a chance to cut it to single digits, trailing 47-36, and I totally agree with you, Eric. I mean, go with what brought you.
I mean, it'd be a lot different if there was 2 or 3 minutes left in this game because, it just takes that much longer to get back. But when you're doing it for a whole quarter, you really shut your team's offense down, and it's tough to turn it back on.
Haley Kelso with another three. Can't hit that one. Rebound comes down to Zier. Nope, they're going to say she stepped out of bounds. Streaks will get another crack at it. And it'll be Haley Kelso to inbound from the left baseline this time. 6:11 to play in the ball game.
I know Coach Massey's waiting for this next group to come in, but I'd be real tempted with how hot Casey was to put her back in the game because you need somebody to ignite this offense.
Danny Teal in the paint. Baby hook high off the glass and got it. That teardrop shot. Danny Teal puts it up and in. Make it 47-38. Stonewall. Haley Kelso just hurt her ankle bad. I don't know if the way she landed. She's in some pain, and I didn't see what happened on this end of the floor.
Yeah, it got tipped away out of bounds, so it's going to remain with U-High. Good job recovering by, I think it was Danny Teal to tip it away. But, yeah, the big issue right now is Haley's still down the floor, and I don't know if nobody sees her.
Well, the way she's...
Oh, here's the trainer finally coming out. But I didn't see the trainer come out. I didn't see the coaching staff.
No, nobody saw it. Because what she did, she was going towards Stonewall, and she went to stop, and that's one of those, the way she stopped, I don't think she twists her ankle. That's one of those, looks like more of an Achilles thing. I mean, I don't want to speculate, but that's kind of what it looked like, the way she stopped, you know, kind of the heel stuck to the floor there, because it didn't look like, and she's not grabbing anything, but it just looked like the way she jumped up initially that it was an ankle or in the ankle area.
And right now the trainer's holding the back of her leg.
Well, I guess it could, you know, like I said, either Achilles or could have been a, you know, best case scenario, maybe a cramp.
Just a cramp, but I don't know. She's down pretty.
Yeah, she's, yeah.
She's in a lot of pain. I don't know if this woman's a nurse.
Second time.
This is the second time she's going down to help out.
No idea who she is.
Our in the stands correspondent has not been able to confirm the identity of the unknown woman who keeps going on the floor.
I'm trying to find out. 5:56. And you know what? Oh, it is. She is a doctor. Yes.
I believe it's Dr. Flacco, yeah. But we're not 100% sure.
Nelson Rowe.
Okay, that's what we're going with.
Yeah, we'll go with her. Well, it's even better having a doctor out there.
Exactly.
So, yeah, Haley's still down there looking at her, and she's in some pain. And, yeah, I mean, like I said, the way she stopped, you know, the guess would be more of the Achilles area because her ankle didn't turn. I mean, I was watching the play. I saw her stop and saw her immediately. We both saw her immediately grimace in pain. And just the way you stop that, you know, with your foot going forward that way.
Well, does Coach Massey have Coach Rux call some of the sophomores in?
Because
we're down two of our probably three best ball handlers now.
Yep.
She's going to come out. She's not even putting pressure on that
pressure
left leg.
On it. Boy, that is unfortunate.
And I find it interesting that the trainer and Dr. Flacco are helping Casey off the floor, and Coach Rux just walked away.
No. He's got coaching duties, right?
Yeah.
5:56 to play the ball game. Streaks now down by 9, 47-38.
But now two of your better three-point shooters and ball handlers out of this game. So if somebody's going to need to get hot for the Streaks. We saw Casey get hot for a short period of time. But the other problem is you're going to have players playing out of position now because they're going to be in situations that they're not used to.
Oh, nice pass block by Sharon Diggins. Unfortunately, Stonewall gets it back, and Sharon fouls her on the pushback attempt.
Gosh, that's one of those, the ball just didn't bounce your way. Sharon did a great job. She got way up to block the pass, and it just went right off the backboard, right to Stonewall, and it put Sharon in a bad position.
Stonewall, 2 of 3 from the free throw line. And
the one part of her game she needs to work on is her jump shot / free throw shooting. She shoots a real flat ball, and she missed that one. She can put the Pioneers back up by 10 with this, and she will. 48-38.
She's got 21 points on the night.
That's the first point of the quarter for the Pioneers.
Casey Williams drives left side, penetrates, little runners up and good. That's the shot you were talking about right there.
I would love to see her do that more often.
8 for Casey, make it 48-40. This is Stonewall, gets to Dubit. Dubit on the run down the left side, and she throws up a runner. It's off, no good. Rebound tipped out. Jeez. Unfortunately, comes down to Stonewall. Streaks just can't get it to bounce their way. Olsen out to Stonewall. They're still going to spread the floor. Stonewall with it out left of the center circle. Destroying at the free throw line. Kicks it out to Dubit on the left wing. Dubit back to Stroyan, top of the key, down underneath to Olsen. Reverse layup up off the glass and got it. That is a nice move. You don't see that hardly ever anymore, and it's something that seems like an opening a lot of times down the floor. You don't see too many girls or
boys. Oh, we're going to get a foul on Zier now. And she got a little too close to Rainey and bumped Rainey. This is going to be a fourth foul on the Pioneers here in the second half. Second foul on Zier. More importantly, though, is if the Streaks can get some more fouls called and get into the bonus, you know, I'd almost be tempted if I were Coach Massey, if they keep stretching this out the way they are, to start making them earn some points on the free throw line. Because the game is just going too slow on the defensive end for the Streaks to make a lot of hay.
Danny Teal, high post, drives in, layup no good, rebound comes down to Stroy, but she traveled with it, but they don't call. Ball gets knocked away, goes to four, jump ball. Possession's going to go toward Juhai, but
she did. She kept traveling with the ball. If you're not going to call a foul on Danny, who's reaching up and fighting with her for the basketball, then that's got to be a travel. She took several steps.
Yeah, kind of stepping backwards, trying to keep her balance, trying to hold on to the ball, but it goes back to Juhai, 4:43 to play. Zier, down court, stolen away by Sabrina Clay. Hands off to Allison Mangieri. Allison on the dribble to Sharon Diggins out high right side. Hannah Smith now back to Sharon on the right wing. Drives baseline, stops. Nice look inside of Danny Teal. Runner up and no good. Rebound Sabrina Clay. Gets to Allison Mangieri. She's going to have to pull it out and reset.
They are really letting them play inside.
They are.
A lot of contact is right there. Sabrina Clay went well over the back to get that rebound. And she was full contact on that rebound.
4:16 to play. Allison Mangieri to Sabrina Clay out high on the left side to Hannah Smith in the center circle. She'll pick up her dribble between the circles and swing it to Allison on the left wing. She'll drive baseline, gets tripped up by Olsen, and yeah, they're going to call Olsen for the foul. Honestly, I think he just kind of, Allison caught her foot.
Coach Sellers, none too happy because there's been a lot of contact that's been let go, and then they called what looked like Allison just losing her balance and hitting the floor.
So the Streaks get it back. Now five team fouls on Juhai. And boy, on the inbound, Sharon, she started to make the pass. Somebody turned their back, and she ended up kind of taking a step and gets called for the travel. Ball goes back to Juhai.
This has got to be crushing Coach Massey right here with no timeouts to talk things over.
50-40 is the Juhai lead. Now a nice look from Duba to Stroy. Missed the easy shot, though. Rebound comes out long. Streaks don't get to it. And Stonewall's going to lose it out of bounds. Boy, I don't know how that happened. There's three Streaks are there watching the ball, and I think it was Zier that hustled down there.
Well, and you know what really hurt the Streaks right there was when Stroyan missed the shot, she just kept backing up and fell down and knocked two Streaks out of the play. And then when Zier tried to save it in bounds, she thought Stroyan was still upright.
30-second timeout called by Laura
Who
Sellers.
Else? Because Streaks don't have any.
3:53 to play in the ballgame. Streaks trail 50-40. Immediately after our broadcast, we'll name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game and then take a break and turn it over to Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee for Galesburg High Boys Basketball. The Streaks set to take on the Maine South Hawks. It'll be a tough contest for them tonight, but they'll have the action for you getting underway as soon as our game is complete here this evening.
50-40. 3:53 left. Streaks without Jessica Lieber, who got injured in the second quarter. They are without Haley Kelso, who injured her leg and is still getting looked at.
Yeah, it looks like they're wrapping it up with ice kind of on the back in that Achilles area. They're wrapping it up, putting some ice on it. Sammy Thompson with the ball for the Streaks. Penetrates left side, kicks to Rainey Sibley on the left wing. Got away with another little travel there or a double dribble. Sammy Thompson left of the center circle, right of the center circle to Casey Williams. She'll penetrate right side, kicks out to Lexi Daniels. Now her pass stolen away by Stonewall. Stonewall runs it down all by herself on the right side, lays it up and in.
That is not what you've got to take care of the basketball right here. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Rainey fires a three left wing in and out, no good. Rebound off the hands of Stroyan, and Duba comes up with it. Gives to Stonewall. Stonewall on the run now, and now they're going to pull it out and try to run some more clock. 52-40, the Juhai lead. And it goes to Olsen to Stroyan. Now kick it out high to Duba, left of the center circle, right of the center circle. It goes to Stonewall. 3:10 to play. Stonewall on the dribble. High post at the free throw line. It's Olsen back to Stonewall, left of the center
circle. I would really be tempted to start fouling.
Yeah, especially probably Stonewall is the one I would go after.
Just to see if they can shoot free throws.
And again, we don't know if Duba can. We haven't seen her already. In fact, she hasn't even scored.
The only person who shot free throws in this game is Stonewall, and she's 3 of 5.
2:50 now to play. Streaks letting it off, and Coach Allison yelling at him, get out, guard him, don't withstand
well,
there
and watch. And the other issue, and this is one of the things that drives me nuts in high school basketball, that's only the third team foul on the Streaks. They have to foul four more times.
Yeah, before they get to the line.
So you're almost better off if you're the Streaks to just be ultra-aggressive.
Yeah, going for the
go
steal.
Go for the steal on every one and just try to knock the ball. If the official doesn't call it, okay. If he does call it, worst-case scenario, you just hit inbound on the sideline again. I'd just be slapping at the basketball and trying to get them to drop the basketball.
This is Wilson right of the center circle on the dribble against Allison Mangieri.
And again, Coach Massey, no timeouts, can't go in there and tell the kids what he wants.
Now Duba drives down, kicks off to Stroyan, leans in, missed the shot, gets her own rebound, tipped away though, but Stonewall comes up with it. Streaks just can't get it to bounce their way. 2:23 to play. Stonewall gives near the center circle to Wilson. Now back to Stonewall out high on the right side.
Right now the clock's the Streaks' enemy. Yeah. They've got to do something.
To Olsen. Now this is Dubit out high on the left side. She'll penetrate, kick out to Wilson between the circles. 2:07 to play. Now inside it goes to Stonewall. And foul's going to go against either Danny Teal or Sabrina Clay. Danny kind of put a hip into her, but I think it might go against Sabrina Clay. Yeah, it does go against Sabrina for the reach. And she'll put Stonewall back at the free throw line.
Well, you know, you ended up just wasting about a minute and a half right there for exactly what the result would have been if you would have kept going aggressively. And again, she misses. So 3 of 6 now from the stripe for Stonewall. Probably, I'm going to go out there and say she's the most impressive freshman I've seen this year.
Yeah.
All around. We've seen some good players, but she's got to take the cake at this point.
She hits the second one. She has got, 24 points now, and she knocks another pass away, and Wilson comes up with a stonewall down the left side. Nice pass to Stroyan, who traveled. They don't call the travel. She puts it up in and out, no good, and the rebound comes down to Chloe Anderson, and Stroyan fouls her from behind.
Well,
that was a really nice pass from Stonewall to Stroyan, but Stroyan traveled with the ball. They didn't call that initially.
Well, just so you know, in the first half, Stroyan was 6 of 8 from the field. Mm-hmm. She's 0 of 5 in this half.
Wow. Yep. So it's still her 12 points.
So I mean, that's just nuts. She looked automatic there in the first half, and now is gone cold, if you will.
1:50 to play. That was her fourth foul. 16 fouls now on Uhai. Streaks need to get something moving here.
Well, they need it
down near midcourt.
Yeah, they need an attack, and Sammy's just...
Now we're going away from the basket again. Casey Williams now goes toward top of the key, pulls it back out. Now it's Sammy Thompson out high left side, and again, Streaks need to go to the basket. Now Casey has it back to Sammy. She'll penetrate, kicks to try to get it to Rainey Sibley, knock out of bounds in front of the Streaks bench.
You know, you just... At this point, Sammy Thompson is not looking to be aggressive with the basketball. I'd be prone to get Hannah in there or Allison, somebody that understands the situation here.
Yeah. Right baseline, Sharon. She'll fire the three. In and out, no good. Rebound to Stroyan.
That's 8.
And you need to get up on her and foul her right now, but they don't. Now do it in the backcourt.
That's the question.
Yeah.
If the Streaks aren't fouling, then so be it. You're pretty much sealing your fate. You're down by 13 anyway, but.
Now Stroyan down on the right block. She gets one up and
this
in.
One's just about done now. Under a minute to go, and the Streaks do not look like they intend to try to drag this one out.
55-40. No. Long three left side. Casey Williams is no good. Sammy Thompson with a rebound. Shot up flat-footed. In and out, no good.
We've seen that from Sammy a lot lately.
44 seconds to play, and
who
now.
Got that rebound? Was it Dubit?
Yes, I believe it was. Dubit with the ball now. With 35
this is a tough loss for the Streaks to take because, you know, you look so disjointed in the first half, then you go on a run, and then just kind of go flat.
Chloe Anderson with a steal and should have been called for the travel. Nope, they're going to call her out of bounds. So shot got blocked. She came back down with it, and they say she stepped out of bounds. 24.8 to play. Streaks trail 55-40.
Well, 27 turnovers on the Streaks. Not going to get the job done turning it over that many times.
Well,
the Streaks still playing defense, but only 16 seconds left to go. I mean, when you have more points to get than time left on the clock, it's never a good sign.
Now Dubit in the center circle gets to Wilson, left of the center circle. 6 seconds to play, now 5. And Dubit will hold on, and the Streaks will fall to 17-8 on the season. Final score, Uhai beats the Streaks 55-40. Was the final score. Streaks fall to defeat and a stunned crowd here. I don't know what it's one of those strange games where the energy level wasn't there the entire game, especially at the start of the game. And boy, tough loss for the Streaks. And they'll do it again coming up on Monday.
And if they bring this effort Monday, they'll be lucky to be in it within 30 in the first half.
Yep. They'll come back Monday against the Morton Potters.
And Morton Potters, number 8 in the state. The more pressing questions for the Streaks, is Haley Huck-Kelso going to be ready? She's got ice on that ankle. Is Jess going to be ready?
Yep.
So it'll be interesting to see, but those are going to be some big issues for the Streaks going forward.
So the Streaks fall by a final of 55-40 as they're outscored. They scored 7 in the fourth. Yeah, they were outscored 8-7 in that fourth quarter. And boy, what a performance by the freshman Shante Stonewall with 24 points in the ball game, a 6'1 freshman, and that's the name you'll remember. She's one of those that you may see playing at one of the, you know, the Tennessees or UConns of the world. She's looking at her as a freshman, she has that kind of talent. As you know, she can handle the ball already, great post moves. Obviously she wouldn't be a post player at that level at 6'1, but she's the kind of talent that you may see hit the big time somewhere in the future. Well, one last order of business, and actually I guess we do have a couple more minutes because the boys aren't scheduled to get theirs underway till.
Although they already have a 15 minute.
Oh, they do. Yeah, 15 minutes on the clock. Maybe it's an extra 15 that they're giving before they. I don't know because they're actually back on schedule again now. So let me try to add up a couple of stats here. Jessica Lieber with 4 points in the game, just 2 for Sharon, 8 points for Casey Williams, 5 for Allison Mangieri, 4 points for Rainey Sibley off of the free throw line. One for Chloe Anderson. Three for Danny Teal. Two for Sabrina Clay. 6 points for Haley Kelso on a couple of threes. 3 points for Lexi Daniels. 3 points for Hannah Smith. Streaks did not get to the free throw line in the second half. They ended the game 7-for-11. 7 3-pointers in the game for the Streaks. As we mentioned, 24 points for Ashante Stonewall for U High. 14 for Emma Stroyan. She had 12 in the first half. Then that dump down low near the end of the game where she laid one up and in. 5 points for Chantel Wilson. 8 points for Kate Olson. 4 points for Bailey Larson for the U High Pioneers. So we need to name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Your vote. This is a tough one in a game like this.
Yeah.
We had a stretch where I thought, well, Casey Williams started a little run there with a couple of threes, and she had a block and a steal there. Was there any other point in the game that?
I think that's where you have to go. 8 points in the second half. All of her points in the game for Casey Williams. Three blocks. Two in the second half. 3 rebounds. 2 steals. And she was the only player that really sparked the Streaks. They were able to cut the lead down, and in fact, Jess was able to get it down to, I think they were down by 12 at one point, and then when Jess went out injured. But other than that, it was the second half when it was all Casey Williams doing she could in that third quarter.
Yeah, and when they made that run, when Casey had those couple of threes and some good defensive plays, I think we'd cut it to, at some point. We cut it to. Did we get it to single digits? We got it to 10, didn't we, or was it just 11?
We got it down to 8.
We got
actually,
it to 8. 48, okay, that's 40. Right. It was 48-40. So, Streaks not able to get over the hump and lose to a normal U High. 55-40 is the final score. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll go ahead and name Casey Williams as our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Autobody, you better call Dave. Let's take a quick timeout, and we may come back for just a couple of more minutes before Brad and Jim take over here. Streaks fall by a final of 55-40. And you know what? They started the clock now. I guess Brad and Jim will be taking over right away. So we'll wrap up our portion of the broadcast. Streaks fall 55-40. Thanks, Eric and Jim, for letting me sit in this weekend. I'm sure Jim was happy not having to do 4 games today. But I'll be listening again on Monday to you guys. Hopefully you'll bring home a Streaks win.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be a little bit better performance for the Streaks. But 40-point output, this is the worst output of the year for the Streaks. And unfortunately, they weren't able to pull things off. And, you know, it'll be something to take a look at the film. So
the Streaks fall 55-40. We'll take a timeout. Come back. Brad Binowitz, Jim Lee with Galesburg High Boys Basketball coming up next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation. The more you listen, the more you're informed. News around the clock.
WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14.
Fox News Radio, I'm Don Matheson. The crisis in Algeria has ended as special forces storm the Sahara Desert complex.
According to government officials, they have explained that final assault on the militants. They said that, in fact, there were dead on both sides, both on the militants and the hostages.
Fox's Greg Palcott. The Algerian government says 32 militants and at least 23 hostages were killed during the military operation. President Obama says the U.S. will provide assistance to Algeria if they want it. A fiery Hall of Fame manager has died at age 82.
Earl Weaver won 1,480 games for the Baltimore Orioles, 4 American League pennants, and 1 World Series. He's also thrown out of 91 games for arguing with umpires.
Fox News Radio's Chris Foster. Thousands of gun advocates rally at state capitals across the nation. They're voicing opposition to stricter limits on firearms. Fox News. We report, you decide.
WGIL, proud to be a part of Galesburg.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor. Knox College's International Fair, the 32nd Annual International Fair, is coming up Saturday the 26th. And, of course, again, international foods prepared by students, art, entertainment as well, presented by Knox College students and lots of visiting performers. You can check our calendar for a link to the International Fair at Knox. Just click on WGIL.com.
Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
Look alive, boys. Here he comes.
Everybody buttoned up. What's all the fuss about?
That there's the WGIL Button Spotter.
What's our plan?
Show him your button. He's got cold, hard cash.
Ooh.
Yep, cold, hard cash.
Wear a button, win some cash. Pick up your WGIL button at Arby's on North Henderson, at Bill's Auto Body on the corner of Grand and Farnham, or at Galesburg Nissan in front of the Sandburg Mall. All in Galesburg.
Details at WGIL.com.
Your news talk and sports station. Galesburg Radio 14. WGIL.
Sports news go now.
I'm Steve DeSager. Stan Musial has passed away at the age of 92, died today at his St. Louis County home under hospice care, and Hall of Fame manager Earl Weaver died. He was 82. He ran the Orioles for 17 years. Couple of program reminders. We do have the NFC Championship game coming up Sunday. It'll be on Fox TV at 3 p.m. Eastern, San Francisco at Atlanta. After that, the AFC title game, Baltimore at New England. And coming up in an hour right here on Fox Sports Radio, of course, it is a UFC night. In fact, it is from Brazil. UFC on FX and Fox Sports Radio. In an hour. To college basketball, a number 11 Ohio State is back trailing at Michigan State, 53-50 with 2 minutes to go, despite 26 points from the Buckeyes' Deshaun Thomas. Number one.